Holler, Dave. Sherry.
You're very welcome.
Good to see you.
We're on our holidays.
We're on our holidays.
There you go.
Yay, beach ball.
There's a beach ball. Yay. We even have a
that was fun.
Crappy beach ball. How are you?
Crappy 2FM.
Isn't this brilliant?
Yeah, do you know what? It is. I was just saying to the lads, that is to say the listeners, that I was a little bit banjaxed by the time we did the spelling bee.
Yeah.
I was kind of half apologising. I'm back now.
No, this is
I needed
nice.
A rest. And but this is lovely.
Yeah, we were staying up at the Strand Hill Lodge and suites this morning.
There. There's you no spa there. You were about to talk about the spa.
No, I wasn't. I was about to mention the beautiful continental breakfast we had this morning.
Do you know what? It's funny about the continental breakfast because it was the nicest non-traditional
Irish
breakfast.
Full Irish fry everything. We didn't have that.
No, there was no.
And usually I'm dying for it. I'm usually coming down in the morning. It's I can't wait for my salty sausages and my eggs and the toast and everything. But and usually I leave the meats and the salamis and the fruit and the cereals. I leave them alone. I don't want to go near them because I have them every day. I don't have a fry every day. But this morning it was lovely and it was a gorgeous hotel.
It was your yogurts and fruit and just civilized and sausage rolls.
Exactly. But I want to be out in the water again. I'm looking out here at Strand Hill and because Jack and I went surfing yesterday.
I admired the fact you did that.
Yeah, you did something kind of. What did you do?
Something kind of dismissive. I went horse riding.
Oh, you went horse. Well, we went surfing, and just behind us here is the Strand Hill Surf School. And
can't you Paul, dismiss? You dismissed the whole equine world with one wave of your hand.
Yes, I did. I'm actually going to slag you horrifically about it in a few minutes.
What?
We'll be back to that.
Yeah, how
but
can you?
Paul Buchanan runs the Strand Hill Surf School here.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Paul's a Kiwi.
I know.
Yeah, you'll meet him later.
I heard him.
Wait till you meet him. Actually, he's good.
How cute, Paul.
Yeah. So he's a young guy working for a Mitch. And Mitch has come over from New Zealand. And if guys are coming all the way over from New Zealand to Ireland for surfing, then there must be something amazing about the surf here.
I would love to look behind you.
It's incredible. We're looking at I think they're called rollers. That's what they call them when they're coming in. It's like the Guinness ad, you know, the white horses on top of the waves coming in here at Strand Hill. So Paul brought myself, well, Mitch actually brought Jack and I out for a surf yesterday. Now, I had done it before. Jack hadn't done it before. And for anyone who hasn't done it before, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Now, you will get tired because kind of coming in on the waves and heading back out does tire you out. But it's €30 for 3 hours. So with that, you get your surf lessons.
Good value, I would have thought.
Very good value. Yeah. You get your big foamy surfboard, you get your wetsuit and a hot shower afterwards. So it's really good value. He brought us right out there. If you can look out towards, kind of back towards Sligo, back to Sligo Town, towards like Grange and that direction. And because you can come out the other direction here, which is like Eastkey and further out. But I managed to get up, I think, every single time. Jack struggled.
Yeah.
Jack got up once.
It's funny how the victors always write the history books.
Yeah.
It's like talking to Churchill after World War II. You know, I mean, you're not going to tell me one thing.
But Jack's much taller than me. So I think maybe me being smaller is a little bit of a help. I don't know. Maybe having a lower center of gravity. I'm not sure. But we really enjoyed it. It was brilliant.
And it wasn't particularly sunny last night. I mean,
no, it was.
The conditions were.
It was pretty windy. But once you get in the water, it doesn't really matter what it's like. Now, we're lucky. It's beautiful.
Sun is shining
down over the top of. What's that called? Knocknamoy. Is it the mountain where.
Knocknaree, is it? Or Knocknaree.
Knocknaree. Where Queen Maeve is buried. But it's gorgeous. And there's actually a group of kids going out there with Paul from the surf school right now.
Yeah.
And they look cool in their
they're all happy kids going
but
out.
But tell me about your activity.
Well, what my activity was is to go on the Gigi's because I actually quite like going on a horse because I go with the girls say, for a bit of pony trekking type thing. Now, Jack reckons... Yeah, that I'd look good on a horse because he thinks he'd be doffing the cap.
Okay, you know, because a regal look.
Well, they gave me these boots, right? These black leather boots up to the knee, like proper.
Okay,
they were brand new, and they were proper boots.
And did Grace shine them for you beforehand?
She shone them, and made many movie references, none of which were appropriate. So, we'll just keep going on to say that we got on the horse. My horse was called Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Quite appropriate.
Very appropriate, Jackie I would have thought. Yeah. And what was Grace's horse called?
Grace was riding Mo.
She was riding Mo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then who else?
What was Sharon's horse
Sharon
called?
Who was Sharon? What was Sharon's horse? Was it Rebecca?
Flapjack.
Flapsjack. Okay, gotcha.
Flapjack. So they were, needless to say, there was a countless inappropriate and immature gags. But we went on this lovely route, which took us out of the house and down towards the sea and then into the sea. So it was like the Wild West. And then beautiful. We could see the old Mountbatten Castle, sadly.
At Mullaghmore.
Yeah, precisely.
Yes, the old house.
Seaweed, on the seaweed.
And was Michael Bolton there for the filming of this video on the beach? No, he wasn't available.
We put a call in.
Did you?
But couldn't get him. No, we got an email back, very polite email, saying he wasn't free. But that was neurotic. And
that sounds good.
Wait,
you were kind of north of Sligo in Grange, about that direction.
Exactly, about 8 miles.
Towards Ben Bulbin.
Yes.
Which kind of looks like Tabletop mountain over Cape Town.
Exactly,
it has that effect, doesn't it? It comes right out over, kind of towards the sea. It's beautiful.
It's exactly what it looks like. Yeah. And so if you can imagine on horseback, the clipping, clopping gently, the odd gallop, or trot, hardly a gallop, along the
I think
sea.
Grace had the trots, but you were galloping.
I think that's generally that's how it works out. It all works out, obviously. And then came back back into the house of the family that owned the horse centre. I must get the details because I want to say thanks to them. The mother of the house, the Rose Kennedy, was there, a lovely woman, who has a twin. Oh. And she had apple pie and potato cakes, and she had a cat in a box in the kitchen, yeah, and a golden retriever and a three-legged dog.
Sure, idyllic.
Who they jokingly called Tripod. But no, really. Do you have the details of the horses?
The family who run the horses. I always feel sorry for three-legged dogs when I see them going around.
This dog hadn't a break. Couldn't have given a monkey's.
Yeah.
It was just sitting there and people going, oh. And he, at one stage, he looked at me and said, don't head tilt me. He looked at me and said, these three legs have got me this far. I don't need your head tilt. So I was all right on that front. But I did want to say...
And how long were we on the horse for? Because I know Grace kind of looked white-knuckled when she came back.
Grace would have been quite nervous, I think.
Yeah.
But so they gave Mo was quite a small horse.
Mo was tame.
Mo was quite tame, yeah, and was fine. I got Jackie was quite tall horse.
Yeah, but you see, in my ignorance, when you get up beside a horse, you forget how huge they are.
And big.
So I'm glad I was in the water surfing and not doing the horse riding.
Okay, and equally, I was happy enough to do what I was doing because going on the horse, once you respect the horse, the beast, the animal, mm-hmm, and once you're relaxed, then the horse is cool with you. I think that's the way it is. If you get on going, horse goes, oh no, like I'm not into this at all.
Yeah, I'd love to do the horse riding through the water, actually. That sounds
good. That was beautiful.
But you know what we did? Sorry,
I just want to say thanks.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Sorry, Dave. It's the Island View is the name of the place, just as you say, in Grange. And it was Ursula and Alex who brought us out, and Liz O'Connor was there too. And that's who I wanted to say thanks a million to, because they looked after us so well and it was lovely. Sorry, you mentioned the Bourne restaurant behind us and wanted to say thanks to Anthony and Nicole.
We were there last night. God, sorry, I forgot. Because we went into the Bourne restaurant, which is on top of the Strand Bar down here. You can't miss it. It's a beautiful pub.
It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, it's really nice. And the restaurant, we had beautiful seafood last night. Gorgeous restaurant.
Anthony and Nicole were there, and also Jack and Jamie, who was nicknamed Pip. And I want to say, because
Pip
for the whole
barman,
night, every time we need to say hello, we call him Pip. He didn't mind.
He didn't mind. He said that he was called Pip after a character in South Park. I don't know if you ever watched South Park, but there's a kind of an English little character called Pip in it, and he's brilliant.
I don't know.
But actually, nicest pints of Guinness I've had in a long time in that pub.
Do you know what? There's nothing worse than a pint of Guinness in a hotel. I don't know any hotel in Ireland that does a decent pint of Guinness. I can think of maybe half of one in Clifton, but
certain pubs do a good one, is one of them.
This one was one of the finest ever. They just smoothie.
But you know what Jack and I did after our
you went for a his and his.
We went for a his and
his seaweed bath. Yeah, you just had seaweed.
Yeah, seaweed
bath.
Definitely just seaweed.
Just seaweed, yeah.
But it's in this place called Voya. Seaweed baths. That's VOYA, and it's just here in Strand Hill. Just you can see it there actually.
Yeah.
Looking out, it's right in front of the sea.
And do they pour bits of seaweed on top?
You go in. It's all very tranquil when you go in. Whale music playing, all that kind of thing. It's like kind of a spa effect. And then when you go in, they put you. You go into your own private room. You've got a freestanding bath. It's sitting there, and there's a steam shower. So you're going to get steamed beforehand. Get in, then you can get in. Billy Bollock naked, and get into the bath.
Sir William.
Yeah, sir. And there's the bath has just got really hot water, and you can control the temperature of the water for hot and cold.
Yeah.
And the seaweed in the bath. The seaweed is harvested from down the coast here in Sligo.
I know, sure.
So it's all taken locally.
My horse probably urinated on it only yesterday.
Quite possibly. And so you have to have a license to take the seaweed. So they take it in, and then they put it in the bath, and you get in. And it's really nice. Now, it feels kind of gunky and kind of slimy over you, but it's lovely and relaxing. And it was lovely after the cold water in the
surf. How many minutes
surf.
Into this moment of respite and tranquility did you find yourself getting bored out of your
Well, when Jack started putting his toes in my mouth, I was like, that's enough.
Sea salty toes.
When the toes went up my nostrils and into my ears, I was like,
David Meller over there.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have done, shouldn't have topped and tailed in this bath. We got separate baths.
You felt his toe in your face. That's not a mermaid.
Just so you know, we got separate baths.
Yeah.
And
that's reassuring.
But it is nice, and it's good value. Like the surfing was good value. The baths for 50 minutes is €25 to get into seaweed bath. So it's not bad. And if you want, they were telling me, you can take the seaweed home with you. Put it in a bag, take it home, and get a second use out of it, because they throw the seaweed out after each person that's using it. They're not going to use it on another person in the bath. So you can take it home, put it into the bath or whatever, and do it at home. Why not? It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Did you take the seaweed home?
No, I didn't, because I don't have a bath. That's why.
You must have had one in your hotel.
And yeah, but I wasn't going to put it in the hotel. Well, I don't even have a bath in my house.
Do you?
No, we were so poor, Ryan. We were so poor, we didn't even have a bath.
I think we've all heard enough of Jamovie and the Gareth Brooks.
But the last time I had a bath, I think, was for my communion.
Do you not have a bath in your house?
No, where I live.
Yeah.
No. I don't only have a shower.
How can you relax and have a nice...
What, with some candles and a Cecilia Hearn book? What are you like? What are you like?
Well, yourself and Jack just light some candles.
I know you do. Saturday night after the Late Late Show. Oh, I'm so tired.
Oh, you have no idea. Okay, it's a little after 9:30. Dave Sherry, as always. So we're on the road after this. We're going to Salto. But I was saying to the guys listening that maybe if people want to point us in a direction off the beaten track,
we'll go there. That's a good idea.
Whether it's lunch or museum or something, because we're keen to learn. We're keen to see as much of the country as possible.
Yeah, I have my map. I mean, we're following the Wild Atlantic Way. I have my map here. So yeah, you can go head out towards.
Take us a bit of the route there.
Yeah, the route goes out from Strandhill. You go around by Ballisadare and you go to Easky, Inniscrone, Ballina, up to Ballycastle, all the way around to Belmullet. God, it's a great route actually, and that eventually brings you around to Achill Island, all the way back in where that that Greenway route is as well, and it's back into Westport.
I've been meaning to do that for years.
This map is incredible, and there's these little Wild Atlantic Way maps that you can pick up in shops.
The
what happened to the Gathering? So the Gathering's over.
That's yesterday's story.
Go home. But they have, and then on this map they have
the uncoupling.
The conscious uncoupling of the Gathering.
The Wild Atlantic conscious uncoupling.
Yeah. Oh, there's Kiwi Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a wife, mate.
Paul, how's your girlfriend, Natalie? Is she all right? Yeah, two thumbs up for you, mate.
How do you tell the difference? We must ask him when we
Australia
meet
versus... I'll tell you what. Natalie is Australian. Natalie is
Kiwi.
New Zealand.
How do you tell the difference between a New Zealand and Australian accent?
Well, I would say that's...
We'll get Paul to tell
that's
us.
As offensive as them saying, how do you know between
British and Irish.
Irish.
I know. You know, I know. I mean? I just did it.
Hey, come on. What's the story? There he is. The Wild Atlantic Finger.
The Wild Atlantic Finger.
We've got to get a shot of that.
We have to talk about it. On that map, I just wanted to say, the maps that you can pick up, they have all the little, the discovery points and the attractions and little pieces of history and things that you might want to know about the Wild Atlantic Way. So it's brilliant. It's great.
Dave, thanks a million.
Yeah.
We'll get down to business now and keep going. 51552 is the text number.
Okay. I'll go run your bath.
Yeah, get the seaweed from yesterday from under the horse's hooves.